Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God, welcome to this open heaven. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you on tonight. We are, as always, super, super, super excited that you have joined us on tonight. We're grateful, amen. We pray, we do pray that today, as we've entered into the Sabbath, as we always remember the Sabbath, observing the is coming in at the 6 o'clock hour. Amen. We just bless the Lord, for it is truly another day. It's another day to us, but this we're so very grateful. We are indeed grateful. I don't know about you people of God, but I tell you, when I begin to think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord has done for me, glory to God, I thank him on tonight. I thank God for saving me. I thank him for sanctifying me. I thank him for filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I thank God on tonight, people of God. Listen, he didn't have to do it, but as the scripture declares, glory be to God, that listen, people of God, listen. While I was yet in my sin, while we were yet in our sin, the scripture declares that Christ came and he died for the ungodly. Amen. Glory to God. We didn't know some of us, people of God, we thought we were living our best life, and it was our worst life because we were in sin. Glory to God. On our way to destruction, on our way to hell. But we give God thanks and praise, people of God, because he looked down through the generations, and he saw us. He saw us. Listen, even those of us that are on this line right now, those of us, glory be to God, that are endeavoring, those that are pressing towards the mark of the high calling. Woo! He saw us, people of God. He saw us and he knew that we would need help. He saw us. Glory be to God, because even as the scripture declares, in our flesh dwelleth no good thing, but it's the righteousness of God that makes us righteous. And for this we give God thanks, we give God praise. Not of ourselves, people of God, not of ourselves. Nothing that we've done that was so good. But we bless God on tonight, people of God, because he came and he died. He truly gave his life. And for this we're so grateful. I'm just grateful to the Lord on tonight. When I begin to go on that think journey like that right there, listen, people of God, we can go on and on and on. We truly could go on and on and on. And we bless God. We thank him on tonight, amen, Jesus, for this moment in time that he has divinely ordered for us to come together again. And we bless God. Here we are. Here we are. Glory to God. Here we are. Glory to God. Assemble in this place. And we just want to thank God for you. Thank God for each and every one of you that have joined us on tonight. Those that have dialed into the broadcast, we welcome you. As always, we welcome you. For those of you that are listening by way of radio, by way of Facebook, by way, glory be to God, of blog radio, we welcome you on tonight. We welcome you on tonight. Glory to God. We welcome you, people of God. I tell you, glory to God, something good is about to happen. I believe it by the grace of God. Amen, Jesus, that something good is about to happen. And I thank God on tonight. Glory to God. We say it. We decree it. Glory to God. And we plead the blood. Amen. Over it. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for all that he's done, all that he's doing. People of God, we just bless him on tonight. Truly, 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 if we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to give God thanks and to give God praise. As you're coming in on tonight, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in and be with you on tonight. Invite, invite, invite. Glory to God. Amen. Go down that group text. Send out that text message. Tell them to come on in and join us on tonight. Amen. Tell them to come on in. Let them know that the Lord has a blessing with their name on it. And we just bless God on tonight. Each of you, and while you're doing that, people of God, don't forget to get your pencil and paper. Don't forget to get yourself prepared. You know, glory to God, so much word is coming over the airwaves. And we thank God, people of God, because God has given us the world with all to be able to catch all this good, rich teaching, all this rich preaching. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praying, whatever, whatever the Lord decides to do, we've been able to capture it, and we've been able to replay. And we thank God for the rebroadcasting, people of God. But tonight, we're live. Amen. We are live on tonight, and we want you to go ahead and call somebody. Listen, somebody that perhaps need to, amen, Jesus, need someone to touch and agree with them in prayer. Listen, go tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on in. We're here. We're live on tonight, and we want them to come and be with us. We bless God on tonight. While you're doing that, people of God, I just want to acknowledge my leaders first and foremost, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I give God thanks. I give God praise for him on tonight. I thank him, people of God, because he's the head of this line. He's the head of this broadcast, this global broadcast. We thank him, people of God, because it is the Lord's doing, and it's truly marvelous in our eyes, and we bless God on tonight. Again, go ahead and invite a couple to come on in. Tell them to come on and join you on tonight, whatever they're doing. Glory to God. Tell them to just lay it aside for a moment and come and join us. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Glory to God, for the Lord truly is leading, guiding, and directing us every step of the way. I just want to thank God tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking God for the labor, for the blueprint that he has left in the earth. Glory be to God. Amen. We just give God thanks and praise, people of God. And here we are trying to advance the vision to get this word out. So we bless God. We thank him on tonight. I want to thank God on tonight for our senior apostle. Glory to God. Thanking God for Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking God for Lady Rachel on tonight. Amen. Jesus, thanking God, amen, for our senior bishop on tonight. Glory be to God, our presiding bishop. We thank God for him on tonight. Glory be to God, Bishop K.A. Tina. Glory to God, our senior, I'll keep saying senior, Bishop, amen, Jesus, our presiding bishop as well, my pastor on tonight. Just giving God thanks and praise. Yes, giving God thanks and praise for him. Glory to God. Thanking God tonight for all of our PNN advisors. Thanking the Lord tonight for, amen, Jesus, our prayer warriors. Thanking the Lord tonight. Glory to God for our scripture reader. People of God, we just thank God for you. We thank God for you. Yes, you. We thank the Lord for you. Glory to God for coming, for your commitment, for your dedication to come and be with us. However, by whatever means you are listening in, we just give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. And again, we just want to thank God for all of our speakers that come to the line, that come and be with us to listen when they're not even speaking, but we thank God for them coming, showing up. Yes, Lord God, we thank God for them. Amen. It means so much, and we're grateful tonight for them, each and every one. We bless God for you. We just thank God. Amen. And people of God, listen, we're not going to hold you, but listen, we do want to prepare for the word on tonight. God has given us a format, and we have been following this format now. Glory to God. April 6th will be 3 years. Listen, people of God, we're coming up on an appreciation, amen, an anniversary on tonight. We just want to appreciate you. Yes, you. So we're coming up on anniversary, April 6th. And like I stated, the Lord has given us a format, and people of God, we've been endeavoring. He hasn't changed it, so we're not going to change it. Amen? So people of God, we want you to get ready to hear the word. But before we delve into the word, amen, Jesus, we will have a prayer to sanctify the line by none other than missionary Dorothy Fan. Glory to God. And then after her, we're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Holland. We give God thanks and we give God praise for these women of God. Amen, Jesus. They're so faithful. They're very dedicated. And we thank the Lord, amen, Jesus, that the work that the Lord has called them to in this outreach ministry, Lord God, they take it very seriously. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for them. And we want you to prepare your hearts and your minds now, glory to God, as we have our scripture. We have our prayer by Missionary Fan. And right after her, our scripture reading by Sister Mary Holland. Amen. In that order, God bless you, Missionary Fan.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus' name, so sweet. Emmanuel name, so sweet. Jesus' name, so sweet. Emmanuel name, so sweet. Every time I think about Jesus, his name, so sweet. Every time I think about Jesus, his name so sweet. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name tonight, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord God. Just giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. We come before you right now, Lord God. Just to say thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness towards us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God. Look upon each and every one of us, Lord God, that came on this line tonight, Lord God. Each and every one of us, Lord God, country, city, state, Lord God. We come tonight asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for any iniquities, Lord God, any transgression. Lord God, we come tonight asking you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for any little thought that comes within our mind that wasn't your thought, wasn't like you, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, repenting, Lord God, with a repenting heart, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and forgive us. We ask you right now, Lord God, to create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you. Thank you so much for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you right now for your love. Thank you for your kindness. We come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up tonight, just to say how much we appreciate you, Lord God. We appreciate you, Jesus. We appreciate you. And we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your power tonight, Lord God. We're asking you right now, Lord God, to supply every need, Lord God, according to your riches and glory. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look up on the stick, Lord God. Heal, Lord God, to live and set free. Save tonight, Lord God. Save to the utmost, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to touch that soul that's looking, Lord God, for an answer, Lord God. Help them to find the answer through your word on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, touch that young man. Touch that young boy, that young girl. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you right now to touch the hearts, Lord God, and save them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, for they are our Joshua generation, Lord God. And we ask you to move by your spirit and by your power. Lord God, we ask you to be the lifter of the heads, Lord God, that hung down tonight in bereavement, Lord God. We ask you to touch them right now. Touch them by your spirit, Lord God, and by your power. Lift them up, Lord God. Touch their hearts, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let them know that you're a heart fixer, a mind regulator, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move this night by your spirit, by your power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bless you. Speak on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let the word be easy, Lord God. Let us be hearers. Let us be doers of your word, Lord God. We thank you for loving us enough to send your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord. We magnify you. We ask you to look on Minister Bradley, Lord God. Trust you right now from the crown of head to the sole of our feet. Strengthen the Lord God. Supply every need, Lord God. For you know and you see and you, Lord God, the only one that can do it. So we ask you this day to move on her behalf, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we'll say thank you. We'll give your name the praise. We'll give your name the glory. We'll give your name the honor, for you are worthy to be praised. And for that, Lord, we come tonight to say thank you. Once again, Lord God, we give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you the highest praise. And, Lord God, we thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you this night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN Advisors, to the PNN Prayer Warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from 1 John, the 1st through the 10th verse. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have held, are the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness. And show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. The message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. I have read to you 1 John, the 1st through the 10th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the doers, and most of all, the hearers of his, the doers of his holy word.
Amen, 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 amen. God bless you. God bless you. Sister Mary, God bless you, Missionary Fan. We do bless God. We give him thanks again. We give him praise. People of God, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in. Invite them to come in and be with us on tonight. Truly, there is a word from the Lord, and we're so grateful for what he's doing. So grateful, for truly the Lord has begun a good work. And we thank the Lord, amen, Jesus, that he doesn't leave anything half done, but he has purposed, glory be to God, within us, amen, to do his will, amen. So we thank God on tonight. We thank God again for each of you. We thank God for you taking the time out to come and be with us. We want to ask you once again to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on out and be with us. We just bless God again for you that are listening by way of Facebook, those that are listening by way of radio. We thank God for you. Here we are, listen, people of God, starting out here in this January 2023. We thank God for 2022, but it's a new day. It's a new hour. Amen. And we just want to give it all we got because truly, he's worthy. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the honor and the glory. And people of God, we want you again to get prepared for the word on tonight. As you know, we do have a standing speaker for us on our Friday night services. Amen, Jesus. Friday night is a night for our teach word, and we thank God for this man of God that has committed to come, glory to God, and just let the Lord have his way. And we thank God for his dedication, for his commitment to come here to this Prayer News Network Global. Always, we thank God for him. We thank God again for all of our speakers. And people of God, we're traveling up to Atlanta. Amen. Traveling up to Atlanta, Georgia tonight by way of Applied Word Ministries. Applied Word Ministries. People of God, we want you tonight to go ahead and get prepared to hear the word coming from none other than Minister Craig Cannon. God bless you, sir. God bless you.
Praise God.
Praise him.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you all for once again. We made it into January of 2023, another year to bless the Lord. A lot of people always start out in their new years with resolution. I'll tell you one resolution I think we all should make is not only a resolution but also a solution, and that is to get into the Word of God, get into the Scriptures, and begin to read, to meditate, and to pray. We are living in some strange times now. These times are really winding up. You know, the Word of God says that, you know, God declared the end from the beginning. He declared the end from the beginning. That's why he's Alpha and Omega. He's the first and the last. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. God declared the end from the beginning. So everything that's the way things started out is the way how things are going to end up. And we will see that in Genesis. You'll see that in Genesis and Revelations, those both of those books kind of reflect each other because they one begins and the other ends. But we know that even in the book of Genesis, as things begin during creation, how the world became so dark that God literally had to call the flood. And that flood is representative of a boat going up above the earth. Above the earth was filled with water. And it's sort of like a type of a rapture, which is something that's also going to happen to the body of Christ at the end. The earth's going to get very dark. Very dark, and we are starting to see some of those signs of the times right now, things that are happening in the earth that have never happened in the history of the world. There are times that God has already shown us what's going to happen. Everything he's going to do, he's already done. That's why he says it is finished. One thing the Lord had laid on my heart at the beginning of this year, and he set me right back to going back again, go back through the Bible, I have a Bible that I've read called The Bible in a Year. And I read this Bible many years ago all the way through and did it twice. And it blessed me. It just blessed me every day. It's dated daily. And basically I read an Old Testament, a portion of the Old Testament, a portion of the New Testament, a psalm, and a proverb. And every day to try to get into that and meditate in that has been such a blessing. So I started that again, and the Lord laid on my heart to begin to teach the word all the way through, try to teach the word all the way through in a year. Like, for instance, in today's date in my Bible, it's just January 6th, and I have an Old Testament, a New Testament, a psalm, and a proverb. So I'm going to pick up from there where I'm at in January 6th today. And just to kind of give you guys an idea of just how important the scriptures are. Now, we know the scriptures are all God-breathed. That means God himself inspired man to write these scriptures. And we're going to go over all of that in just a moment. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for another opportunity, Lord God, to minister to these your sheep. I thank you, Lord, that revelation knowledge will flow freely. It'll be uninterrupted and unhindered by any evil, satanic, or demonic force. Father, I pray that you will speak through my vocal cords and you alone will think through my mind. Let it be none of me and all of you. Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone who's on the line tonight, all over the world, listening to your word, listening to this message, listening to the Holy Spirit speak. I pray that, Lord God, you will open up their spiritual ears to hear and open up their hearts to receive your word, Lord God, no matter what they're going through in their lives, Lord God. Deliver, change, and set free, Lord God. Father, show them the reality of you. Show them the reality of your word. Love them, Lord God. Love them like no other. And I give you all glory, all honor, and all praise, Lord God. And I thank you for it right now. It is in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we started out last year. We started going through the book of Genesis. And I believe I'm going to pick back up right there in the book of Genesis. And I'm going to go where I left off at. I think we got to the point where we were talking about the two trees, the tree of knowledge and the tree of good and evil. I give a little bit of summary here. We talked about creation. We saw how God created the heaven and the earth. We saw in the beginning you had God the Father doing creation. You had the Holy Spirit there, and you also had the light, which is Jesus, which was the Word. And I'll show you that in Genesis 1:1, where it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. That's the Holy Spirit. And we see God at first who's created. And God said, let there be light. And there was light, and that light was good. We also know that in John, 1 John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's Jesus. So God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit were all right there in the beginning. We learn from going through Genesis that God deals with addition and division. He did a lot of things in dividing the light, which he called day, and the darkness, which he called night. He put a firmament up above them, and that's what we call the heaven. He created all these animals. Then we learned that he created Adam. And we learn also that Adam, A-D-A-M, Adam, both had male and female in it. Adam represented like a human. Every time you see the word man in the scriptures, it does not necessarily mean male. Man is the species of human, and human is both male and female. As we know that God created Adam from the dust of the earth, he created Eve from Adam. He caused Adam to go to sleep, and he pulled a rib out of Adam, and from that rib he was able to create Eve. So Adam was made from the dirt, and Eve was made from Adam. So that, in a sense, was their birthing process. We got up to chapter 3, and we talked about the serpent and how the serpent fooled Eve, the woman. We talked about how he fooled her, and she ate of the tree. God had told them there were two trees in the garden. There was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. And he told them not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Eve into eating from it, and she gave the fruit that she ate from that tree also to her husband Adam, and he ate from it also. And we learned from that that as soon as they did eat, that God had told them, the day you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. And of course, they physically lived for another 900 years, but they spiritually died on that day. That word death means to separate from. Write that down. The word death means to separate from, but it never means non-existence. You will always exist somewhere, but you will separate from your body at that point of death. So they didn't physically die, but they spiritually died. They separated from God because prior to eating from the tree, they walked with God in the cool of the day. Another thing that we learned that happened when they ate from the tree, that fear came in because immediately they began to hide from God. Now, this only happened after they ate of the fruit from the tree. Now, isn't that like it? That's just like us. When we sin against God, we want to hide from it. We don't want to go to church. We don't want to read our scriptures. We don't even want to pray. When we know we've done something wrong, we hide from it. We separate from it. Sin does that to us. It causes us to separate from God. And that's what it did in the beginning, and that's what it is doing today. We learned that God came upon them in Genesis 3. And let's go to Genesis 3, verse 12. And God was looking for them, Genesis 3, verse 9, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto them, where art thou? They're hiding from God, see? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. Now, before he was walking in the garden with God in the cool of the day, he had no knowledge of himself being naked. But now all of a sudden, after eating from this tree of knowledge of good and evil, he recognizes that he's naked. So he decides that he's going to hide from God. He's going to hide from God. Isn't it interesting? All along he was exposed to God, but now he wants to hide from God. See, when you're walking in the Spirit and you're walking with God, you want to walk to God. You want to be as transparent with him as you can be. Because not that he doesn't know. God knows everything. God can see in the darkness. So even when you're sinning and you think you're getting away with something, God always knows. He always sees. Because whether we like it or not, we're always exposed to God. But Adam didn't realize that until he came into this knowledge from eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that he was exposed to God. So now all of a sudden, he wants to hide himself. As if we can hide ourselves from God. Verse 11, and he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? This is what God said. Hast thou eaten of the tree, whereof I commanded thee not to eat? And the man's response, we learn, of course, here we are. No one wants to take responsibility for their actions. The man said, the woman whom thou gavest me to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. So he's blaming the woman. The woman basically made me do it, is what he's saying. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is it that thou hast done? And here we go again, not taking responsibility. The woman said, the serpent tricked me. She beguiled me, and I did eat. So everybody's pointing the finger at somebody else. Just like today, we don't take responsibility when we've done something wrong, and we want to blame somebody else instead of taking on that responsibility and say, look, God, I know you told me not to eat of it. I ate of it. I was wrong. You know, but the first thing he did, he pointed at Eve, and the first thing Eve did, she pointed at the serpent. But nobody wants to say they were wrong. They want to say everybody else is wrong. So the Lord God said unto the serpent, God, you notice something. Verse 14, the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. But here's the most important one. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise its heel. So it's interesting. God didn't even bother having a conversation with the serpent. He did not ask him, why did you do that? Why did you trick Eve into eating from the tree? Why did you do that? He immediately went into judging him. He immediately went into giving him his punishment. Verse 14, the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this. He did not start out with the question and asking what happened. He already knew he had done it. But I think it's interesting. God's like, I'm not going to have a conversation with you. I know you did it. So we're just going to go ahead and give you your punishment right now. And God starts out. Notice he reverses it. He punishes the serpent first, and he says, verse 15, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And then he comes to the woman. Now it's time for her to have her punishment. Notice he started with Adam, went to the woman, then came to the serpent. Now he's going back to the woman, and he's finally going to end up at Adam. And I will put enmity between the woman and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Verse 15. Now let's go to verse 16. And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. Now, anytime you think about seed, I always relate seed to birth. I always relate seed to something being birthed. You know, God said in his word that every fruit has a seed in itself. But God also said to the woman, I will bless the fruit of your womb. So see, that woman has a seed in it too. So the interesting thing is, he said, I will put enmity between thy seed and her seed. That's dealing with birth. That's almost like, okay, when you have these baby serpents, I'm going to put enmity between you all. That woman's going to be, let's say, I don't know if a serpent is really a snake. A lot of people think it's that. But let's say just for a second, this serpent is a snake. When that snake have other little baby snakes and that woman see those snakes, she's going to be terrified. Most women are terrified of snakes. I find that very interesting. And then the first thing they're going to do is want to chop the snake's head off. So those little baby snakes ain't going to get a chance to grow up and be full-fledged snakes. So that's dealing with birth, but it's interesting also dealing with birth. The woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. Thy sorrow and thy conception. And in sorrow shall thou bring forth children. That's where the pain, the birth pains come from for women when they're pregnant and they're getting ready to have a child. That's what God placed as punishment for the woman doing what she did. And that still holds true today. And thy desire shall be to thy husband. Look at that. And he shall rule over thee. He shall rule over thee. This is what God said to the woman. And unto Adam, now it's time for Adam, he said this, because thou hast hearkened, that word hearken means you heard it and you obeyed it. See, a lot of times we need to be hearkening unto God's word. We need to hear it and obey it. But Adam hearkened to the word of his wife, because thou hast heard and obeyed unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying thou shalt not eat of it. In other words, I told you don't do it. But instead of you listening to my word, you listened to your wife's word, and you ate of the tree. I find it interesting, too. That's the first time right there in the scriptures I saw the word wife, you know, the word wife, meaning like, you know, their marriage. And we know Adam and Eve, wasn't married in the traditional way like we are, but they were married. And God has a scripture later on that says when a man marries his wife, he cleaves to her. He leaves his mother and cleaves to his wife, and they become one. And that's what he's saying. Your marriage is one. God doesn't see Melanie and Craig. He sees Kim, which means my wife's name is Melanie, my name is Craig. He doesn't see us as two individuals. He sees us as one because we have become one when we got married, just like Adam and Eve was one when they were created inside Adam. So they was one. Remember, he took the rib out of Adam and created Eve. And that's that scripture we talked about in Genesis that says, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. He's telling you that they're made in our image, but those two are really one when he created Adam. And unto Adam, verse 17, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of, cursed is the ground for thy sake, and in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Now listen to that. That's interesting. Why do you think God cursed the ground? Adam was created from the ground. That was his birthing process. See, Adam wasn't born like everybody else in the world was born. Adam wasn't born, he was created. Adam wasn't born, he was created. I don't think a lot of us ever think about that. Because we're used to a man getting a woman pregnant, she's going through that 9 months, and then, you know, after conception takes place, she goes through 9 months, and then the child comes out of the woman. So that's the normal birthing process. But Adam didn't go through that. Adam was created from dirt. He literally was created from dust of the ground. In Genesis, it talks about God created him and formed him, and then God breathed through his nostrils the breath of life, and it says man became a living soul. But God breathed. That word breathe comes from pneuma, like pneumonia. Pneuma in the Greek means spirit on the inside of Adam. He breathed to him, and when the spirit of God came into contact with the flesh of man became a living soul. He became aware of his surroundings and what he is, but he's still walking in the spirit with God before he eat from this tree. And that separated them from God, see? It separated him from God. One thing we got to realize that we are spiritual beings. Man is a spirit. He lives in a body. He possesses a soul. We're made out of three parts, just like God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Man is a spirit. He lives in a body. He possesses a soul. And there's a scripture in the Bible that also says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So when you're absent from the body, when a person dies, their spirit and their soul separates from their body. Their body goes back to the dust of the earth from which it was made. And then their spirit and their soul goes to the place, depending on the decision they made while they was in that body. If they accepted Christ, we know they're eventually going to go to heaven. But if they rejected Christ, we know that eventually they're going to go to hell. And there's a story in the Bible of when a man died named Lazarus that bears all of this out. And we'll get into that on another teaching. But let's keep going. Unto Adam, because thou hearkened to the voice of thy wife, he said, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, see there, the ground wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. So God is reminding him, I created you from the dust of the earth. So that's why. So now that you've sinned against me, you're going to have to work very hard at farming. It's going to take a lot for this ground to bring forth things for you. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread. It's going to take a lot to grow that wheat, to make that bread. And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. And unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. Look at that. God made coats of skin and clothe them. And I think that's a mystery there, because I always think about if they were spiritual beings, when God put those coats of skin on them, they became more like us today. They started looking more like us today. We have coats of skin on us and clothing. And the Lord God said, behold, watch this, this man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And why did he say us? Behold, this man is become as one of us. He didn't say this man has become as me. He said this man has become as one of us. One of us, 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 God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. To know good and evil. So he has become as one of us to know good and evil. God knew what the tree was about. He also knew what the tree of life was. And now, watch this, he's become one of us to know good and evil. Like we know good and evil, now he knows good and evil is what he was saying. And now, lest he put forth his hand and also take of the tree of life and live forever. So the tree of life obviously will give you immortality. You will live forever if you can eat from the tree of life. I found it interesting that God had those two trees in the garden. He had other trees there, but those were two special trees. One was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the other one was the tree of life. Now, I believe that because Adam and Eve ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, of which God did not want them to eat, we know from the scripture that God cannot allow them to eat from the tree of life now. And there's a reason for that. And that reason, from my studies of the scriptures, I found by the Holy Spirit, they would be in that state forever if they were allowed to eat from the tree of life. They would live forever in that fallen state, in that sinful state. There would be no way of coming back from that. You know, so God says, you know, I can allow you to live forever in that state. God already knows now he's got to correct this problem that Adam and Eve has caused by sinning against him. Otherwise, all of mankind would have to live in that state forever if they was allowed to eat from the tree of life. So look at what he does first. Verse 23. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden. Okay, Adam, you got to get out of the Garden of Eden now, because you didn't sin against me, you and your wife. You got to go. You can't stay in the Garden of Eden. To till the ground from whence he was taken. So God said, I'm going to take you out of the Garden of Eden. I'm going to take you back to the place where I created you, the ground you was taken from, and you're going to till that. Till, for you all who don't know about farming, till is like a tiller. You take a little tractor-type thing, and you break up the ground when you're getting ready to plant seeds. You got to break up the ground real good and get it stirred up so you can plant seeds and put fertilizer down and water and all that. So God says, therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. In other words, he was protecting the tree of life. I cannot allow anybody to go in this garden, go down this path, find the tree of life, and eat from it. If that becomes the case, now they're going to live forever. Because he clearly told us earlier that the tree of life is a tree that really gives you immortality, which means you will live forever. Now, we're going to pick up, and that's why I stopped that. So we're going to pick up in chapter 4. Let's keep going and see what happens. Chapter 4, verse 1, and Adam knew Eve, his wife. Okay, let's stop right there. Of course Adam knew Eve, his wife. There was only two humans on the earth, right? This was my being so naive when I was studying years ago, and I read that, and I say to God, I said, God, yeah, of course Adam and Eve knew it. And the Holy Spirit said, nope, look at that again. Of course Adam knew Eve. He was like, no, you need to study that word knew out, and then you'll understand what it means. When I went back and took that word K-N-E-W out and looked it up in the Greek and Hebrew, you know that word new means to have a relationship with? So what he was saying was Adam had a relationship with Eve, his wife. That's what he's saying there. You know, he's not saying he knew Eve like you know somebody, like I know Bob, I know Jerry, I know such and such. No, that word new gets into a even more depth. See, that's why God, Jesus said in the scriptures in the end, he said, in the last days, when it's time and this thing is all over, he said, some people are going to be coming before him and saying, but God, we went to church. But God, we prophesied in your name. But God, we did this. And Jesus is going to turn to him and look and say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. You never watched this. You never knew me. You never knew me. And a lot of people are going to be like, what do you mean we don't know you? Of course we know you. No, that word new means to have a relationship with you. You never had a relationship with me. You never came to me when you was hurt. Every time you came in prayer, you was desperate. But until that desperate situation happened in your life, you didn't talk to me. You didn't talk to me. I was just sitting there all the time waiting for you to talk, waiting for you to tell me about your day, waiting for you to love on me, to tell me how much you appreciate me as being your God and your Lord and your Savior, waiting for you to be grateful that you woke up this morning, waiting for you to tell me of your hurts and your pains and your concerns. Lord, I'm just not feeling good today, Lord. I don't know what it is. Lord, I messed up. I kind of was a little bad today. I said something to somebody. I shouldn't have said that. I think I hurt their feelings. God sees all that. He just wants you to talk to him. The Holy Spirit is just sitting on edge waiting to help us. See, the only way you know a person, you develop a relationship with him so that, let's say when somebody says something about somebody, it's a gossip or something, you can say, no, such and such didn't say that because I know her or because I know him. Basically, you're saying I have a relationship with him. I understand they don't act the way you're saying they act. That's not true about them. I don't know where you got that, but that wasn't such and such. Because, see, when you develop a relationship, even with a human, with another individual, and you get to know them, you know them intimately. And I don't mean intimately sexually. I mean intimately meaning that you know their ways. You understand their thoughts. You kind of understand how they think. And that's what God wants us to do. Do you realize that this book, this Bible, these scriptures, this is the Word of God says we have the mind of Christ. You want to know how God is? Get in this book and you'll understand. You want to understand some of his ways? Now, you won't know everything until we get to heaven. I always tell people we won't be there until we get there. But God has left us these scriptures that he inspired man to write. He breathed. That word inspired means God breathed. He inspired man to write these scriptures for us to know how to live and to operate in this thing we call life. God wants us to live a good life, a life that's, he don't want us to walk around in worry and pain. Yeah, life is hard, but when we trust and depend and rely on his word and on his scriptures and on the Holy Spirit, which he sent here, by the way, to help us and to teach us and to lead us and guide us into all truth, that's the way he wants us to live. Verse 3, chapter 4, Genesis. And in the process of time, And in the process of time, it came to pass. Let me back up. Verse 2. Verse 1. Let's back all the way up. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived. See there? Now you understand, knew means he had a relationship with her. This was an intimate relationship, and she conceived, which means she got pregnant and had a baby. And when she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. I have gotten a man from the Lord. Look at that. Cain was the first man ever born. I'm going to say that again. Cain was the first man ever born. Remember, Adam was created from the dust of the earth, and Eve was taken out of Adam. And when those two who were already one came together, Cain came out. Cain was the first man that was ever born. And she again bare his brother, Abel. So Abel was the second man that was ever born. And actually, I keep saying man. I'm saying, remember, man means human, right? In this case, this particular species of human is male. Cain is male, and Abel is male. But when I say they're the first and second man, I'm talking about the first species of a human and the second species of a human. It just so happened those two are male. And she again bore his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, and Cain was a tiller of the ground. Isn't that interesting? Abel was a keeper of a sheep. Now, normally, a keeper of a sheep is called a shepherd. So that was interesting. See how wise God is? God is just brilliant. So you got a shepherd. You got Abel being a shepherd, but then you got Cain being the tiller of the ground. Now, Cain is tiller of the ground. Remember, God had cursed that ground, all right, because of what Adam and Eve did, right? He cursed the ground because Adam came from the ground. From dust you were created, and from dust you shall return to. And because you did this sin by eating from that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that ground, it's going to be hard to get that ground to produce for you. I believe before Adam could have just went out there till that ground, it would grew all kinds of stuff. It would just yield it up, that fruit, all the trees, all the vegetables and all that. Verse 3. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain bought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Look at that. Cain bought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also bought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. Now let's look at those two. Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought an offering. He bought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Now let's look at that. Look at the difference in those offerings. Look at the difference in those offerings. So we're getting ready to get somewhere now, because God showed this to me and I was blown away. Look at the difference in those offerings. And you wonder why God responded the way he responded to them. Cain brought a fruit of the ground and offered unto the Lord. Cain brought an offering unto the Lord. But look at the second one. Abel brought of the firstlings, the firstlings, the first fruits, the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. Now, I think that's pretty interesting. Abel bought of the firstlings. That was special. Abel's like, you know what? As soon as this firstling come out of the flock, first newborn, I'm going to give it to God. I'm going to take the first and give it to God. I want y'all to hear that. I want to take the first and give it to God. And then not only am I going to give it the first and the fat thereof, the fat of the first two. That's like, I guess, the good part. So I'm going to take the first. And I'm going to take the good part, and I'm going to give that to God. But Cain just brought the fruit of the ground. It didn't say God. It didn't say Cain took the first fruits. See? Cain just got all this fruit, and he just grabbed some fruit and go take it down to God and gave him an offering. But it was special because Abel said, you know what? I'm going to give him the first. I'm going to give him the first, and I'm going to give him the best. I'm going to give him the first, and I'm going to give him the best. How many of us give God our first and give God our best? We're all guilty of it. But see, what I'm trying to say here is, even in Genesis, this is at the very beginning. This is during creation. I find it interesting, Abel was more of a shepherd to the sheep. That's like a pastor over a flock, you know? He cares about all the sheep in that church. And if one of them strays away, he'll lead those to go get that one to bring him back. That's the heart. That's the heart of God. But Cain's like, I'm just going to give him some fruit. So that's why God was wrong. God was like, you know what? He had respect unto Abel and his offerings, verse 5, but unto Cain and to his offerings he had not respect. God didn't respect that offering. He didn't respect that offering. because it wasn't Cain's best. The best would have been to give him the first fruits. As soon as those fruits come up through that ground, that first harvest, give it to God. Hear me out. That first harvest, give it to God. We're at the beginning of the year now. We're in January, right? We're in January. We're in the first month of the rest of this year. I believe by the Spirit of God, if you give God this first month, give him your all in this first month, the rest of your year will be completely blessed, and you will start seeing things happen in your life that you would never believe. Many years ago, when I was going to a certain church, that's what we would do every year. Every year, the first 21 days of January, we would go on a fast. It's like we're going to go on a fast that first 21 days. We're going to set the stage for the rest of the year. God, I'm believing you for mighty things to happen in my life throughout this year. I'm believing you. I'm believing things that go beyond. You know, God will give you more than you could ask or think. I'm believing you're going to go beyond what I could ask or think, you Lord God. I'm believing for healing. I'm believing for deliverance. I'm believing for safety. I'm believing for protection. I'm believing for soundness of mind. I'm believing for peace. That peace that you said that surpasses all understanding. I want peace in my life throughout this year for the rest of my life. And I'm going to set the stage for it in this first month. I'm going to give you the first month. And Cain was very wroth and countenance fell. Praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Now listen to this. Cain is mad. Cain is mad because God had not respect for his offering. And the Lord said unto Cain, why are you mad? Why are you wroth? And why is your countenance falling? In other words, you're mad and it's showing on your face. You're coming in here trying to show like you really want to do this. You mean good, but I know your face is telling me otherwise. Why are you wroth? And God said, if thou doest well, shall not thou be accepted? If you do good, you're going to be accepted. It ain't that I love Abel more than I love you, Cain. But I need you to do good. He did good, and I need you to do good, too. I need you to love me just like he loves me. Love me unconditionally. Love me. I'm your God. I created you. In a sense, I created your mom and dad, but you know what I mean? I'm your God. I'm the one who's over you. I rule and reign over your life. If thou doest well, verse 7, shall thou not be accepted? If you do well, you don't think you're going to be accepted? And if thou doest not well, watch this. Sin lieth at your door. So now Cain has allowed a spirit of anger to come in. Look at that. The first man, watch what he becomes. Sin lieth at your door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shall rule over him. So he said, look, Cain, because of your anger, sin is lying at your door. You're going to do something crazy. You're going to sin. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And look at this. Cain is talking to his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Now we have the first murder. The first murder between the first two humans, the first two born humans, excuse me, the first murder between the first two born humans, and they are brothers. They are literally blood brothers. One kills the other. And watch this. Because of anger, one kills the other. Brothers killing each other. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Look at that. Am I my brother's keeper? So Cain, not only is he the first human, the first murderer, the first one to kill his own blood brother, and now he's the first one literally to lie to God. He lied. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. That's a straight lie. But Cain on a roll. Cain on a roll that's a bad roll. And it's not going to end well for him. Think about today. Think about today. God declared the end from the beginning. That's what we started. That's what we're going to end up. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Now, I think that's interesting. Blood, innocent blood, can cry out to God from the ground. Y'all better write this down. Innocent blood can cry out to God from the ground. That's what's happening. Do you think that has ended? No. People out there that are getting killed today, innocent people who are getting killed today, their blood is crying out to God from the ground. And what do you think they're crying out? They want revenge. They're crying out to God, I didn't do anything wrong. Why did this guy, this lady kill me? Why am I dead? Why did I have to get taken off the face of the earth? I did everything. I didn't do anything wrong. It's crying out to God. Innocent blood crieth. You see that? That's in the word. This ain't me saying it. See, I'm going to give you all nuggets. Y'all need to write these nuggets down because as you go throughout this Bible, go throughout these scriptures, you're going to see not only patterns, but things are going to become clear when you understand it. Innocent blood can cry out from the ground. And now, God knows innocent blood. Abel's blood is crying out from the ground. And here comes Cain's punishment. And now art thou cursed from the earth. Look at that. God said you cursed from the earth. Well, the earth is the whole freaking planet. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. So look at that. God says you curse from the earth. This earth has opened up its mouth to receive your brother's blood. When you kill your brother, the earth opened up its mouth to receive his blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. Look at that, a fugitive and vagabond. And I'm going to study those two words out and give you all a deeper meaning of those later. But a fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. So God said, your punishment is the earth ain't going to, no, it don't matter if you till the ground. The earth is not going to yield anything for you, nothing. And henceforth yield unto thee her, it shall not yield unto thee her strength. All right, that's interesting. So the earth has some strength. So we learned two things here. The earth has a mouth. You see that? The earth, which has opened up her mouth to receive thy brother's blood and thy hand. And the earth also has strength. When thou tillest the ground, it, meaning the earth, shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. Earth has a mouth, and the earth yields strength. But the earth can also open up a mouth to receive innocent blood, and innocent blood can cry out to God from the ground. And a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. Verse 13, and Cain said unto the Lord, watch Cain's response, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Yeah, I would say it is. Because he's going to be roaming around the earth. He can't plant anything because the earth ain't going to yield nothing to him. And he's just going to be roaming, go from place to place. Because he's cursed from the earth. What is he going to go? Where is he going to go? What is he going to do? That's a harsh punishment there. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. I can't bear it, Lord. I can't stand that. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth. Where is he going to go? He's driven out from the face of the earth. But he's walking on the earth, so where is he going to go? Everywhere he goes, he's driven out. And from thy face shall I be hid. Behold, this is Cain talking. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. Isn't that interesting? Everyone that finding him to slay him, they will know that God drove him from the face of the earth. They will not want him around them. So there was no place he can go on the earth. That is a harsh punishment. Everywhere he go, people going to hate him. They're going to be trying to kill him. They're going to be trying to do something to him. Because he ain't supposed to be on the earth. For as God's punishment to him, he's been driven from the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto him, this is what the Lord said. This is what the Lord said unto him. Therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, whoever kills Cain, vengeance, look at that, vengeance. Vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. Sevenfold. 70 times. That fold. Sevenfold. 70 times. That's what he's saying. Vengeance is going to be taken on. Whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him 70 times. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain. Look at that. God set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. So God placed the mark on him so that if anybody kill him, they're going to know they're going to get vengeance 70 times. Their punishment is going to be 70 times worse. 70 times worse. And from my study of the scripture, how am I getting 70? That word fold, I always put a times 10 there. So a 7 times 10 is 70. So we see a first 30, first 60, then 100 fold. 100 times 10 is 1,000. That's what he's meaning. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt into the land in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived. Hold it. Wait a minute. Stop. Let's jump between 16 and 17. Who's Cain's wife? That's a mystery. Who's Cain's wife? See? The assumption here is that some years have passed and more people are coming because Adam and Eve are populating the earth, right, with these children and their children's children and their children's 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 children. If you really think about it, they're all related. Today we would find, you know, what we would call incest. But these people are being created and children's 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 children or whatever down the line. So Cain has obviously found a wife. The assumption is, we can't think that between verse 16 and 17 that this is happening instant. Some years have passed. And it says, and Cain knew his wife. It had to because there was no other humans on the earth. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mahujil, and Mahujil begat Methusel, and Methusel begat Lamech, and Lamech took unto him two wives. See how it's starting now, population. This is coming from the bloodline of Cain. And we go all the way down, and we'll read it all the way down. It's talking about, let's keep going, Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of one was Ada, and the name of the other was Zillah. So that's our first section talking about a man that took on two wives. First one that's announced in the Bible taking on two wives was Lamech. And it's interesting, Lamech came out of the bloodline of Cain, and Cain was a murderer. So now all of a sudden we got two wives. Lamech have two wives, Ada and Zillah. And Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of such that dwell in tents and of the such as has cattle. And his brother name was Jubal. He was the father of such that handled the harp and the organ. And Zillah also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificial in brass and iron, and the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. See, it's interesting that the scriptures are giving you not only their names, but also giving you their occupations. Jabal dwelled in tents, all right? Jubal, the harp and the organ, that's the musical side. Tubal-Cain was an instructor of every artificial of brass and iron, so he worked with brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah, and Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, wives of Zillah. Hear my voice, Lamech. Look at Lamech. This is what he said unto his wives. Lamech was the first one to take on two wives. Lamech came from the bloodline of Cain, and you see that. Cain begat Enoch. Enoch begat Irad. Irad begat Mahujil. Mahujil begat Methusel. Methusel begat Lamech. All that's coming down from the bloodline of Cain. who was a murderer. So let's see if that same spirit is still in his family. Verse 23, and Lamech, first of all, Lamech had two wives. That's interesting. Everybody else got one wife. Lamech decided he want to have two. Okay, praise God. Verse 23, and Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech. For I have slain the man to my wounding. Look at that. Okay, so now Lamech is the second murderer. He slain somebody. First Cain slews Abel, his brother. Now Lamech, who is of the bloodline of Cain, the first murderer, now he decides he's going to kill some man. I have slain a man to my wounding. Apparently the man fought back and he was able to wound Lamech, but he still died. And a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, meaning if somebody kills Cain, 70 times the punishment is going to come on Cain, truly Lamech, seven and sevenfold. So Lamech is saying it's going to be 70 and sevenfold. So seventy and sevenfold, when we know sevenfold is 70. So he's really saying 70 and 70. So 70 times 7 is 4 is 9. So 4,900 times, basically. See, there's mathematics in the Bible, too. And Adam knew his wife, Eve, again. Notice it jumped back to Adam. And Adam knew his wife, Eve, again, and she bore a son and called his name Seth. But God said, she hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Now look at that. The bloodline of Seth led to men calling upon the name of the Lord. See, bloodlines are so important. And later on when we get further into the scriptures, I'm going to teach you all and show you all the bloodline of Jesus. You know, the bloodline of Jesus is in Matthew, and you'll see why God had to birth Jesus through a particular bloodline. Praise God. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Here we go. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. So for those of you all who didn't quite follow what I was saying about Adam being the human species and inside Adam is male and female, this is the scripture that tells you. I'm going to read it again. This is the book of the generations of Adam, Adam being the first human, right? In the day that God created man, human, the species human is called Adam. In the likeness of God made he him, see that? Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. Like a man and a wife, a husband and a wife. God sees them as one. See? That's what I'm saying. Inside Adam was male and female. It says it right there in the scriptures. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. Now let's show you how brilliant God is. Let's do a little math there. Adam lived 130 years. If you write down 130 on a piece of paper right now. And begat a son in his own likeness after his own image and called his name Seth. So from the date that Adam was created up until Seth, that means Adam was created, him and Eve got together, they had Cain and Abel. Cain decides to kill Abel. Cain is banished. She's a vagabond. He's cursed from the earth. But now Adam is still living, and all of a sudden God says, okay, I'm going to give you another son and call his name Seth. At this point, Adam is 130 years old, right, when Seth was born. and begat a son in his own likeness after his image, and he called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth was 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. Okay? So we wrote down 130. Now I want you to write down 800 and put a plus beside it and add those two numbers together. You should get 930, right? Now let's read the next scripture. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years. After Seth was born, Adam lived another 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. Remember, Adam is Adam and Eve, male and female. Sons and daughters were being born is what they're saying. But notice they're using the word Adam as a single. So you'd be saying, what do you mean by he begat? A man can't have a baby. No, a man can't have a baby. But a male and a female together can produce a baby. So Adam is that male and female. Adam begat other sons and daughters. Now watch this. Remember your number. And all the days that Adam lived were what? 930 years, and he died. That's your two numbers right there. 130 plus 800. 930 years, and he died. So Adam lived a total of 930 years. Look at that. He lived a total of 930 years after, watch this, total of 930 years after he was created. But think about it. When he sinned against God and ate of the fruit of the tree, and God said, you shall surely die, he didn't die instantly. He lived hundreds of years later. Hundreds of years later. And I'm not going to say 930 because 930 had to come from when he was created up until the point he died. But somewhere in between there, he sinned against God and ate of the fruit of the tree. So he lived hundreds of years later after he sinned against God. So when God said that the day you shall eat of this tree, you shall surely die, God was telling the truth. Don't make the assumption that he shall surely, God didn't say you're going to die on that day. He said in that day you eat of that tree, you shall surely die. The death cycle was started the moment they ate from the fruit of the tree. That cycle of death was started, which means eventually you're going to die because you have sinned against God. You have separated from God. But watch this. You have separated from life. Because in him, my word, they are spirit and they are life. You're separated from life. You're separated from God. You're going to die. He died hundreds of years later. And we see that was after that. So when God said, the day you eat of this tree, you shall surely die, in the day that you eat of this tree, not on the day. See how one word can get you confused, your thing. God never said it was going to be on that same day. We assumed that on that same day. No. God was saying, in the day that you eat of this tree, you're going to surely die because that death cycle is going to start. So Adam died 930 years later. And we're going to go down, and then I'm going to end. I want you all to keep writing these numbers because I did this in the Bible, in the scriptures. It's funny how you're going to see how the life cycle, the length of life is going to begin to shorten for mankind. The length of life is going to begin to shorten for mankind. So Adam lived 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. Lived 105 years and begat Enos. Now, begat, Seth meaning Seth is married to somebody. And so when they begat, they're having these children. That's what he's saying. Remember, Seth was made in the image of Adam. Come on now. Look at it. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 800 years. No, and Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. So if you write 105 down beside Seth, you'll see Seth lived 105 years, and then he had Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years. So 105 plus 807. And begat other sons and daughters, which means he had other children. And all the days of Seth were 912 years. If you add those two numbers together, 105 plus 807, you'll get 912, and he died. Now, I find something interesting. I want you all to see one other thing that's very interesting. There are certain sons or certain daughters that God is singling out. You notice he said Adam had Seth, Then it said Adam begat other sons and daughters. Their name is not even mentioned. So there was something very special about Seth. Then it said Seth begat Enos. And then it said Seth lived 807 years and begat other sons and daughters. You see, there's a distinct bloodline going here. That bloodline is going from Adam to Seth to Enos. Let's keep reading. Who comes after Enos? C-A-I-N-A-N, Canaan. And Enos lived 90 years. Look at that. Only 90 years. Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years and begat sons and daughters. So 815 plus 90. And all the days Enos were 905 years, and he died. See the bloodline? Now let's keep going down. And we keep going down, you're going to see that pattern holds true. And let's go all the way down to verse 26. Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 882 years and begat sons and daughters. Excuse me, 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. So look at this. Methuselah, most people would think this, Methuselah was the longest living man. Look at that. Because Adam, you would thought Adam would be the longest living man, but Adam only lived 930 years and he died. Methuselah lived 969 years and he died. But watch this. Why do you think that is? Same bloodline. So you got Seth, you got Enos, you got Canaan, you got Mahalalel, you got Jared, you've got Enoch, and Enoch was very special. I'm going to jump back up to verse 21 after Jared. Let's go back up to verse 19 and verse 21, verse 18. And Jared lived 62 years and begat Enoch. Now, Enoch was very special. I'm going to show y'all why. Enoch was the man, I'm going to say, raptured. Ha! Y'all didn't hear me say that, did you? He was raptured. See, the rapture happened even then. So for the people who don't believe in the rapture, I'm going to show you when God raptured the first man. He took the first man off this earth. Watch this. That word rapture means the catching away. Watch this. Watch this. Enoch, let me back up. Enoch was the first man who never died. He went from life to life. Let's put it like that. Enoch was the first man who never died and went from life to life. Let's look at that. And all the days of Jared was 900, verse 20. All the days of Jared was 962 years, and he died. And Enoch, remember, now Enoch was begat by Jared. Go back so y'all can see it. Verse 18. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared was 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God. Stop. You saw how the pattern broke just then? The pattern broke with Enoch. Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, but God took him. Look at that. See, this is why it's so important to get in the Bible. God literally took a man off the earth. He went from life to life. He didn't have to go from life to death and then back to life. He went from life to life. And when the rapture happens, some people are going to go from life to life, which means they're never going to see death. They're going to be alive, and God's going to catch them away. They're going to go from life to life. They're not going to go through the death cycle. They are going to be, in the book of Revelation bears it out. The scriptures bear it out. Here we see a man went from life to life. Everything God's going to do, he's already done. There's always a pattern of something God going to do in the future that he has already done in the past. That's why you got to get in this book. You got to get in this book and read those scriptures. Praise God. Glory to God. And Enoch walked with God, verse 24. He was not, and he was not, but God took him. So Enoch never saw death. He never saw death. Now, watch this. Methuselah was Enoch was Methuselah's dad. Methuselah was Enoch's son. So there's something very special about Enoch for God to take him. He walked with God. He on the earth, he walked with God. And he was not, but God took him. So his son has got a special, now we got a very special bloodline now. It stepped up. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat other sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Now you understand why Methuselah was the longest living human. 969 years. Why? Because of his grandfather, because of his father, Enoch, who chose to walk with God. God loved him so much, I believe God said, look, boy, you love me so much, you're almost like the perfect man. This is what I meant for humanity. I'm just going to take you off the earth. I don't even want you to even see death. I don't even want you to go through that. And watch this, and I'm going to end right here. And all the days of Methuselah was 900, and Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech, 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah was 969 years and he died. And Lamech, who is Methuselah's son, who would be Enoch's grandson, Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son, and he called his name Noah. Look at that. This saying shall comfort us concerning our work and the toils of our hand because of the ground which the Lord had cursed. So that word Noah, in a sense, is bringing comfort from the curse that God brought on Adam when he cursed the ground. So finally there's some relief from this curse when Noah is born. But that relief, Noah had to come through the bloodline of a man who walked with God and was not, but God took him. So this is the same Noah who's going to build Noah's ark. And we're going to stop there. And now you're going to understand why Noah's ark, why Noah walked with God, and why when God brought the flood on the earth, why Noah was chosen as the one human, not the one human, but Noah and his family was chosen as the one set of humans who was going to survive the flood and repopulate the earth. This is why Noah was chosen. Noah was chosen because of Enoch walked with God. But it all started with that bloodline of Seth, all the way back to Adam. See, came all the way back to Adam, to that bloodline. And God had to birth that in the earth. And Enoch walked with God. Enoch was a very special man. I tell you, I wish sometimes I knew what Enoch knew. Enoch knew some things. He walked with God. For some reason, Enoch was very special. And from his bloodline came Noah. And Noah is going to be the one that, how shall I say it, maintain all of mankind. Because without Noah, there would be no more humans because God had literally killed everything on the earth. That's what he said, except everything that was in that boat with Noah and his family, all those animals, two of each kind. And we'll read that. We'll see that later on. And I'm going to end here in chapter 5. And he called Noah. And watch this, saying, why did he call his name Noah? Because this is what he's saying. This same Noah shall comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord God has cursed. And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. We're going to end right there. So you see, it's so important to get in this word and understand the scriptures because you'll begin this, all of this pan out. we all hear and read about the stories of Noah's Ark and everything, but we need to understand, how did Noah come to be the one chosen person of God, the one chosen person that God chose in his family to build this ark? Noah had that same spirit of Enoch, his great-great-grandfather, who walked with God. He obeyed God. He did everything God asked him to do. He was a righteous man. God preserved humanity through Noah. He preserved humanity through Noah because all the world had gotten gross darkness, had gotten very dark. And it seems like we're going through that same pattern now. So we're going to see next week what happens with Noah and his family. Praise God. If all of you all who are listening to this, that's why it's so important to get into the scriptures. For those of you all who know Jesus, you understood everything I said. But for those of you all who don't know Jesus, some of this may sound like gibberish. It's like, what is this guy talking about stories? Who is Enoch? What do you mean he was not? What do you mean he was taken? How did God take him? I don't understand this. What do you mean by Adam is male and female? All this stuff that makes sense to you because you must accept Jesus. But see, when you accept Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of you. Spirit comes on the inside of you. He quickens your spirit and brings you back to life, and you understand you are born again. You were born once through your mother's womb, but you were born into sin. We were all born into sin. It says, behold, I was born in sin, and in sin did my mother conceive me. That's a scripture. So we have to be born again into righteousness. And where does this righteousness come from? Through the blood of Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross for our sins, he paid the price for everything we have done wrong, all sins we could commit, past, present, or future. Jesus already paid the price for our sins. So there had to be a price. Something had to be paid. And usually in the Old Testament, you will see as you study the Bible, when a person sins, in some cases they drop dead. This is when two people lied to a man of God, and he said, how is it that you all going to concoct and lie to the Holy Spirit? And they fell dead right on the spot. See, Jesus hadn't come into the Old Testament. He didn't come to the New Testament. How did the people in the Old Testament make? They had to sacrifice an animal. They had to go into a temple, sacrifice an animal, and sprinkle blood. That's the only way their sins were covered, but they weren't eliminated. Jesus came to eliminate our sin once and for all because it's only through and by the blood of Jesus that our sins are forgiven. So that's why we have to accept Jesus. And the Word of God says the only way to the Father is through the Son. You can't even get to God unless you go to Jesus. You got to go through Jesus. So if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, now is your opportunity. Now is the chance. Pray this prayer with me right now. Heavenly Father, I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And I thank you for saving me. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, save me, sanctify me, fill me with your spirit. I want to understand your word. I want to live for you. I want to get my life right. Thank you, Lord, for coming into my life this day. I give you all honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. And the first thing I would tell you to do is to get a Bible. Find one, get a Bible from somewhere, and find you a good church, a church that's teaching the Word, that's teaching the Bible, that's teaching the Scriptures, a church that honors God and goes through the Scriptures with you and give you wisdom and understanding, who breaks it down for you, who gives you understanding. God wants you to understand. Proverbs says, in all you're getting, get understanding. He wants you to understand. This word is real. This book is real. These scriptures are alive. They are God-breathed. They were inspired. God-breathed. His life is in this word. No other book on the planet is alive like this book. The book is alive. These words are alive. They are spirit and they are life. So my strong suggestion to you today, find your Bible, find your church, and begin to study the word. And continue to come back phone line. If you can't find a church, get your Bible, come back to this phone line. We will continue to teach you as much as we can. We're going to get to a point where we'll allow you to ask questions, and we're working on that. But as for now, if you don't have any understanding, come to this line and gain the understanding that God wants you to have. Because you're not here by accident today. You're not listening on this phone by accident. God knew you was going to dial those numbers. I don't know what's going on in your life, but I pray that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart. And that whatever problem, whatever situation, and whatever circumstance, that God will show up and show out in your life, and you will know that God is real, and you will also know that Jesus is Lord. And, Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you, Father, for this message. I thank you for everyone who heard your word. May the words of their mouths and the meditations of their heart be acceptable in your sight. Father, be their strength and their redeemer. Bless them, keep them, help them, heal them, make them whole, because they are your children. We are all your children. And I pray that as they go forth from this day, that the Holy Spirit will show up and show out in their life, and they will know that this word is real. I give you all the glory, honor, and praise for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Sister, that concludes the message. Okay, I think we may. Sister, are you there?
Praise God. Can you
praise
hear me?
God. Yeah,
can you
now
hear
I can
me?
Hear you. Praise God.
Okay.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just talking. Glory to God. All systems are not go, but they're go now. Amen. And I tell
Amen.
You, I just thank God tonight for this word. Glory to God. Thank you for the richness of the teaching on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And I tell you, I don't know about you people of God, but even in the teaching, you know, it's those little nuggets, those things that you hear, you be like, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Amen. I just overlooked that. I got to look at that again. But we thank God tonight for this teaching. Amen. Were you blessed tonight? I just believe that you were blessed on tonight. And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for this word. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Craig. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Glory
to God.
Praise God.
You an excellent job. Amen.
Thank
you tonight, Lord. I want to, you know, go back and rehash this word because it's been beautifully laid out, and we don't want to get you confused, amen, by inserting a little here, inserting a little there, but we want you to go with what you got and hold it right there. Come on back next Friday. We're going to be continuing the teaching, amen, as the man of God has said, through the Bible. We're going through the Bible. So invite someone to come, glory to God, someone that you realize that really needs it. We all need it, people of God, because even as the word of God said, faith comes by hearing. So we're hearing this word. We're studying this word together. We're being enriched. We're being enriched whereby we can grow and develop. You're not coming just to be coming. As he's already said, listen, everyone that's on this line, the Lord knew that we would be here. So we just give God thanks and praise, amen, for his divine ordination. For truly he's doing something in our lives. You got to know that the Lord is doing something in your life. You got to know that you are being blessed by this word. You're being blessed by your coming. You have got to know it, people of God. You have got to know it. We cannot stress that enough. Amen. for tonight. Amen. As we said, this teaching has been so rich, glory to God, as we're going through the Bible. I'll tell you, it's got me, amen, just looking forward to next week. Amen. So we just give him thanks and we give him praise. And as the man of God has already prayed for salvation on tonight, and we just pray as he stated that anyone that has prayed the prayer of faith, believing God, amen, Jesus, that you find yourself a Bible. Listen, if you don't have a Bible, you can certainly reach out to us. Amen. You can reach out to us,
amen,
and we will get a Bible for you into your hands. We'll get it to you, people of God. Listen, we want you to definitely send this message. Get this message. Send it to a couple of people. Send it out, people of God, that someone can be blessed, that someone can listen to this word and be blessed and be enriched even as we are. So we're going to give you two numbers that you can certainly text, and we will send this broadcast out to you. And the first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. The second number is 678-608-7234. 678-608-7234. You can certainly text either one of those numbers. The 678 number is or serves as our international for those that are listening internationally, and you would like to get a copy. You can go out on WhatsApp. Go out on WhatsApp. Text us a message, and we'll certainly get the broadcast out to you. Again, we do want to say for those of you that are listening and that you would like to, if you're not texting that way, certainly go out to our Facebook page, Prayer News Network. You can go right on out to our Prayer News Network page because there we house our broadcast. And as well, go out to our prayer group, the New ReArk Prayer Group 52 Facebook page. We house the broadcast there as well. And one more thing now, if you don't have Facebook, you can certainly Google us. Go out and Google Prayer News Network Global, and once you Google that, Google us, you'll be able to pull us up, and you'll be able to listen to the broadcast. And for those of you that like podcasts, you'll be able to listen via podcast there as well. But we just give God thanks. We just give God praise. Amen. I'm, again, excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. Truly, the Lord is doing something we may not be able to see, glory to God, but you best know that the Lord, amen, is up to something in your life. Amen. Yes. And we can get excited about it. Let's get excited about it. Amen. Let's begin to thank him in advance. Glory be to God, even as Bishop Paul Martin. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me, Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
So we do bless him tonight. We do thank him tonight again for this word, Minister Craig. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. We thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. For your standing commitment to come and be a blessing to the Prayer News Network Global listeners all over the world. So we just give God thanks and we give God praise for you. And we're going to release the platform back to you. Amen. And at that time, if you would take any calls from our listeners that may need prayer or need someone to touch and agree with them. Amen. We always like to at least open the platform for those that would like to, that feels like they really need someone to touch and agree with them in prayer. Amen, Jesus. So, but we want to bless God for you on tonight before we release the line. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight again. We thank you,
yes,
O God,
Lord,
for your word. The richness of your word. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you our speaker unto you on tonight, and we're asking that you would cause your face to shine upon him. Father, we're asking that you would meet his every need, his every desire. Father, we're asking that you would move upon him, move upon the knees of the altar of his heart, move upon the desires, oh God, that are upon his heart even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking, oh God, that you would open doors unto him, open doors, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus, for you see his heart's desire, oh God, that he's able to give himself to you in much prayer and much study. Father, we're asking you on today to make the way. In the precious name of Jesus, give him his heart's desire, we pray. In thy precious name, oh God. Father, we thank you now. We glorify you. We honor you, oh God, for all that you're doing in his life, for all that you shall do in his life. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In the life of his family, God, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for what you're doing in his ministry. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. We said be glorified in him, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Cause your kingdom expression, oh God, to manifest in his life in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Oh, God, for what you've ordained. We're thanking you for what you're about to do. We thank you for what you've already done. We give you thanks and glory to God. We give you praise on tonight. We say continue to have your way in this life. Continue to have your way, oh, God, in this earthen vessel. And for this we give you thanks. Oh, God, continue to glorify yourself. Glorify yourself in him. We do pray in thy precious name, Jesus. We bless you. We thank you now. We honor, we glorify. We cover him in your precious blood. We cover him. We show God. We cover him even now in the precious name of Jesus. And we do forbid backlash of the enemy. We do forbid, oh God, any retaliation, oh God, against the word that has come forth. Ah, God, we now, glory to God, we forbid it now in the name of Jesus. As sons of God, we forbid it now. Father, we thank you for you giving us the key, and we glorify your forehead on tonight. Father, we ask that you hide him behind your precious cross. Cover him, oh God, and he shall be covered. And he shall be hid. Father, for this we give you thanks. Hey, say God, thank you. Glory to God. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you on tonight. But these things, oh God, we do pray, and we count all done in our precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in every heart tonight. And say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Before I release the line to you, man of God, amen, Jesus, I just would like you, amen, Jesus, in prayer, amen, Jesus, if you would. I just want to give you a couple of names on tonight. We do want to remember, glory to God, Evangelist Bond on tonight. Glory to God. Want to remember her in prayer. She had a procedure done. We thank God for her healing. But we want to lift her before the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Yes. We do want to remember Evangelist Gail. Glory to God on tonight. She had a procedure as well. Procedure done. Glory to God. We want to remember on tonight, Mother Betty Borum. Amen, Jesus. We want to lift her up in prayer. Glory be to God. Thanking God for all he's done and doing in her life. We want to remember tonight, amen, Andrew, Brother Andrew. Glory to God. We want to remember him. Lift him up in prayer on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We just God. We just believe God. Yes, we just believe God. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. So those are the names, amen, that I would like to, glory to God, submit on tonight. Glory be to God. And we do want to, amen, open the line, amen, Jesus, for any that would like to come forth to give your request on tonight. If you have a special prayer request, amen, Jesus, as we're turning the line back over to the man of God, you can just press *6, amen. We do want to remember, glory to God, amen, missionary fan, amen, Jesus, glory to God. I believe she had, amen, Jesus, someone to pass in her family. We want to remember her, glory to God, on tonight. tonight as well. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Anyone else, though, that has a prayer request on tonight, you can certainly press star 6. I believe I heard someone trying to come over. You can press star 6, glory to God, and make your request known on tonight. Glory to God. Press star. There you go. Go ahead, caller.
This is Sister Mary. I'd like to ask prayer for my cousin, Arthur Lawson. He'll be having surgery on Monday. And for my cousin, Dale, he have sickness in his body.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, Father, we lift up right now. We stand in agreement, Lord God. You said that when two or more shall agree as to touching anything, Lord, there you are in the midst, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we pray for cousin Austin Lawson, cousin Arthur Lawson, and cousin Dale, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we lift them up right now, Lord God.
Jesus.
Heavenly Father, you said that Jesus himself was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, cousin Arthur and cousin Dale are healed, Lord God. Heal them and make them whole, Lord God, with nothing missing and nothing broken in their life, Lord God. I speak to their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to every organ and every tissue of their body. I pray in the name of Jesus that every organ and every tissue of their body operates in the function and the perfection to which you created it to function, Lord God. I speak to their hearts, their livers, Lord God, the spleens, the kidneys, Lord God, every organ, Lord God, that you put them together with during creation, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus that those organs operate the way you created them to operate, Lord God. Creating them clean hearts and right spirits, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Bless them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I stand in agreement with my sister right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that by the stripes of Jesus, they are healed, Lord God, and made whole, Father. Father, you said to speak the word only. I speak the word in the authority of the name of Jesus, and I command their bodies to operate the way you created them to operate, Lord God, by the authority of the name of Jesus. And I plead the precious blood of Jesus over their life, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over their life, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Lord God, that every tongue that confesses against them, Lord God, I condemn it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I pray that by the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that even as we speak, they are being healed. And I give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor, Lord God. Healing in you, Lord God, be in them. And we stand in agreement, children of the Almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, everlasting God Almighty that you are. We give you praise for their healing right now. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for their healing right now, Father. We give you praise and glory and honor for their total wholeness and healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord God.
Jesus.
Glory to your name. We bless your name.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, sister.
Amen.
Looking forward to those testimonies. Glory be to God. Glory to God, sister. You come back and tell us about what happened. Tell them, testify of what God has done in their life. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God,
amen.
Sister Mary.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Man of God, if you would go ahead and bless the line and close us out on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just thank God again for you. We thank God
for
what he's doing in the lives of his people. Glory to God.
Yes.
And we look to see you back, people of God, tomorrow night. Come on back tomorrow night. Be with us. Glory to God. Again, tell somebody about us. Let them know that we're here.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for, once again, the chance, the opportunity to come and minister to these, your people, Lord God.
Yes,
Father,
God.
I pray that you will bless everyone who has heard this word tonight. Bless them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God. Bless them going in and bless them coming out. Bless their hands, Lord, that everything they touch, Lord God, will prosper, Lord God, that they'll prosper in their spirits, in their souls, and in their bodies, Lord God, that they will be made whole with nothing missing and nothing broken, Lord God. And Heavenly Father, I say a special prayer for my sister Mary. Her faithfulness has come before you, Lord God. May you bless her in everything. Bless her children, her grandchildren. Bless her family, Lord God. Bless her in every area of her life, Lord God. I thank you for this woman of God, Lord God. I thank you that she's faithful. She's faithful, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been found faithful, Lord God. Father, thank you. Thank you for her faithfulness. And thank you also for the Prayer News Network that she's been faithful to. Bless my sister Bradley, Lord God, who started this.
Yes, Jesus.
Bless all of the people who are in contact with her, Lord God, all the bishops and teachers and preachers and pastors and evangelists.
Yes.
Lord God, I ask that you bless this ministry, Lord God. This is a global ministry, Lord God. You don't know, do nothing small. This is big, Lord God. This is worldwide. This is the Prayer News Network, Lord God. The prayer good news, Lord God. Prayer is bringing good news to the lives of those that hear this, Lord God.
Yes,
Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord God, that in this year, you're going to do a great thing for this ministry, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Great things are going to happen, Lord God.
Hala
that their expectations are high, Lord God.
Hey,
that,
glory.
Lord God, we cast before you this first month,
yes,
Lord God,
Jesus.
In this
yes,
year, Lord.
Lord
God. And we thank you, Lord God. We give you praise and glory and honor. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for everything. And, Lord
thank
God,
you, Lord.
As we go forth the rest of these days, Lord God, let our words be your words. Let our walk be your walk. May we walk with you in everything we do. Make us conscious, Lord God, of your presence. Teach us how to be God.
Yes.
Make us mindful, Lord God, that you are forever with us, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, that you are sovereign, that you are all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-wise. That there's nothing that you can't do, and there's nothing that you don't know, and that we trust you, we rely on you everything, Lord God. No matter what it looks like, Lord God, thy word is truth, Lord God. And we thank you and praise you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you again, people. God bless you again on tonight, Minister Cannon. God bless you tonight. We appreciate you. And people of God, we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. Again, the blessings of the Lord be with you. Glory to God. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. God bless you. And that does conclude tonight's broadcast in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.